Welcome to Tanakh Daily, covering the entire Tanakh one parak at a time. I'm Rabbi Shaya Sussman, and today we'll be discussing Tehillim chapter 21. This parak has 14 psukim in it. Let's begin. In this parak, David describes a king who was granted all his heart's desires. Hashem placed a royal crown made of fine gold on his head. The king asked God for a long life, and God gave it to him. God granted the king divine light, making the king greater than anyone on earth. David attributed the king's greatness to his deep emunah in God. God, in his loving kindness, elevated the king because he was solely reliant on him. In the second half of this parak, from Pasuk 9 and onwards, David prays for the king's enemies to be destroyed. So who's the mysterious king in this parak? Rashi in the Ibn Ezra explains, the king in this parak is none other than David himself. David spoke about himself in the third person and was expressing gratitude for all Hashem did for him during his lifetime. However, most Mefarshim explain the king here is reference to Mashiach. The enemies here are reference to the war of Gog and Magog. Again, we see how Hashem illuminated David's eyes to see with the eyes of tzaddikim till the end of time. David davened to Hashem on behalf of Am Yisrael to sweeten the judgment on God's holy nation. There's a great Ramad Wali over here on Pasuk Beis that further discusses Mashiach. Adonai Bozecha Yismach Melech Bishuascha Ma Yegel Meod. O God, the king rejoices in your strength and delights greatly in your salvation. The Ramad Wali explains, Hashem is going to give Mashiach an extra dose of Oz, strength, in order to be able to bring this world to its final tikkun. This is why it says, Ma Yegel Meod. The king will delight greatly. Kabbalistically, the letters of the word Ma, which is Mem He, is reference to one of Hashem's divine names. It also contains the numerical value of the number 45. The word Me'od, a lot, is spelled Mem Aleph Dalet, which also equals the numerical value of 45. The double 45 hints to the double portion of strength and oz Mashiach will receive in order to raise the world to a new level of consciousness. The Ramad Wali continues to explain in the next pasuk, kabbalistically, about Mashiach as follows: Taivas libo nasatelo vareshes vasav bal menata sela. You grant him his heart's desires and don't deny the request of his lips. We know Hashem doesn't give a person all their desires because half the stuff a person thinks about wouldn't even be good for him. But the tzaddik Mashiach, who's straight and trustworthy, will only have pure desires. That's why the pasuk says, Taivas libo nasatelo. He gives his heart's desires, with the emphasis on the word lo, his, meaning Hashem will specifically give Mashiach his heart's desires and not the common folk like me and you. Because Mashiach's sole desire will be to reveal the divine ideal for all mankind to see and experience. The Ramad Wali continues, not only will Mashiach rule over the revealed world, but Mashiach will expose all the impeding negative spiritual forces. These negative forces are called klipos, husks of impurity. Mashiach will expose them to God's pure light of Kedusha, which will inadvertently cause all the klipos to dissipate. This is hinted to in the word in our pasuk, areshes, requests, which is spelled aleph, resh, shin, tuf. The Aleph is the first letter of the Aleph Beis, which represents God. The Resh, Shin, and Tuf make up the last letters of the Aleph Beis. These letters represent the things in life which seem the furthest from God. Mashiach is going to expose that even the things in your life or in the world which seem furthest from God also contain divinity and God's light. That's why the Aleph is joined together with the Resh, Shin, and Tuf to make up the word Areshes. Again, the Aleph joining with the last three letters of the Aleph Beis teaches us the things furthest away from God will be completely illuminated by God's light to show nothing was, is, or ever will be separate from God. In fact, the letter Aleph is comprised of two yuds and a vav, which is the numerical value of 26, which is the same numerical value of God's holy name of yud kei vav kei, which equals 26. David was praying for Mashiach to reveal himself in the world, to show you that anything in your life you think is separate from God is not. When Mashiach will come, the truth of this will be totally apparent for all to see. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.